Sifo-Dyas said nothing. Master Jedi, I want to share with you a suspicion I've been carrying like a burden.
Damask paused.
I have reason to suspect that the Trade Federation has secretly been procuring more weapons than anyone realizes.
Sifo-Dyas's forehead furrowed.
Do you have evidence of this?
No hard evidence. But my business demands a thorough knowledge of the investment markets. Also, my clients sometimes reveal information to me in private.
Then you are breaking confidentiality by coming to me with this.
I am, but only because I believe so strongly that what was once speculation is now fact. To go further, I predict that a civil war is brewing. I give the Republic 15 years at the most. Soon, we'll see disgruntled star systems begin to secede. They will lack only a strong, charismatic leader to unite them.
He fell briefly silent before adding,
I will be blunt with you, Master Sifo-Dyas. The Republic will be vulnerable. The Jedi will be too few to turn the tide. A military needs to be created now, while there's still a chance.
Sifo-Dyas folded his arms across his chest.
I encourage you to share this with Supreme Chancellor Valorum, or even Senator Palpatine, Magister.
I intend to. But even under Chancellor Valorum's watch, this Senate will not overturn the Reformation Act. Too many senators have a financial stake in galactic war. They are heavily invested in corporations that will grow fat on profits from weapons and reconstruction. War will be beneficial for an economy they now view as stagnant.
Are you willing to state this in front of an investigatory committee?
Damask frowned with his eyes.
You have to understand that many of these corporations are owned and operated by my clients.
A dark look came over the Jedi's face.
You have read my thoughts, Magister. I have also sensed that war is imminent. I've confessed as much to Master Yoda and others, but to no avail. They give all appearances of being unconcerned or preoccupied. I'm no longer sure.
Master Dooku as well.
Sifo-Dyas sniffed.
Unfortunately, Magister, Dooku's recent statements about Republic discord and our Order's self-righteousness have only added to my concern.
You said that you have some vague recall of our conversation on Sereno. Do you remember my mentioning a group of gifted cloners?
I'm sorry, I do not.
They are native to an extragalactic world called Kamino. I have, on occasion, done business with them on behalf of clients who desire cloned creatures or require cloned laborers capable of working in harsh environments.
The Jedi shook his head in uncertainty.
What does this have to do with anything?
I believe that the Kaminoans could be induced to grow and train a cloned army.